So today is the 29th June 2023, Thursday. Today is Hari Raya Haji holiday, yeah. So we are having some simple sharing at our SS2 house.
我想要问一个我的朋友的condition，他想他从小就能够看到那些non-human，可以跟他们沟通，所以他九岁的那年呢，他妈妈父母带他去盖掉，就是哦，看到了，OK，所以现在他大概maybe in的地方，所以刚刚那天有一个condition，他问我。 因为我讲我九岁我要去，然后他讲你上了什么课，他知道我有禅修的，然后他就讲，我最近朋友跟我讲他的禅修是怎样怎样怎样怎样，然后他就问我你的禅修是怎样的，然后我就愣了一下，就是我停了一下，我就讲，我的禅修，然后问我你的禅修到什么level嘛，所以我讲，我一下子我不懂得怎样答，因为没有人问过我这个问题嘛，是吧？So after that 他就讲，然后我就用阿桑的analogy说，我们学的禅修就是这个放松，然后放松，然后这样进去还是怎样，对对对，你看到什么？是这样的analogy，然后他听了之后呢，然后他就跟我讲，其实他有去一个寺庙做义工，寺庙的一个师父跟他讲，他必须要禅修，他一定要去做禅那意思说，然后他就跟我讲，我怕我去做禅。 然后我又 connect 回去以前那些，so 我就不懂得怎样 answer 他啦，但是我只 answer 他说，看你的初心，就是你的初心，你是为什么要做禅，你的初心是什么这样子，然后简单的大约讲了一点点，然后他讲，就是这个 condition， 然后他又讲，假如 他讲，他知道，如果他一坐禅下去，他可能会 connect 回去以前那些，然后他讲，到时候你不做，就说你不帮人又不可以，因为你已经 develop 那个 ability。他讲，一坐禅下去，一定的，一定 develop 到那种 you know 所谓的 maybe 他们讲的可能就是那 psychic 啊，
yeah, you know? yeah.
我就没有太多的反应，因为我不是很懂嘛，所以我就静静了一下。但是当我一离开那地方哦，我就 suddenly 我的 understanding 不是这样的哦，我们的 cultivation 不是这样的，因为我们如果我们的初心是要帮人的话，就是。 就是 depends on 他的 understanding 啦，是吗？所以他的意思是说，如果我们帮了人，那个人的 karmic 就我们就 like you know interfere， 我们就拿了别人的 karmic， 但是我讲不是的吗？就是我
they don't understand 啦，they all you see most of the what they call popularly accepted the concept of what meditation is 是他们时常做的 thought base so to them is like 你小的时候 have this ability to see the non-human interact with them there are causes and conditions behind on. Very likely 是 the life before she died and take birth as a human they have been with them before that's why they can actually look for it's a girl look for her then can actually communicate with her one. So that one I have met up with quite a few lah during the early days of my cultivation. Then they share their experience with me and all that. So that one is mainly for people who have that affinity, and they tend to do that type of psychic thought based meditation. So because of that, they have a lot of focusing, concentration, the mind. So if you were to go back to that, then very likely you can actually regain your ability to communicate with them or to see them and all those things. But you do awareness based, 不会的. The awareness base is to develop the awareness nature, stabilize it so that it can let you understand clearly, to develop the wisdom. So what you try to explain to her to relax and not to focus and all that, they cannot understand one. Initially, actually no need to explain all this one. So what you need to let them understand is, like you mentioned it correctly, it depends on the individual's interest. Why you want to develop the meditation? And meditation is a very loose word. It can mean anything. Any form of mental training is called meditation. But when we talk about Chan Siu, it's to Siu Chan. Chan is not a thought-based activity. Chan is like Zazen. They call it's a type of meditation that can lead to the realization of the true mind, the silent mind, that can enable you to meditate, to insight into phenomena, to see things as they are, to realize the true nature inside there. Then from there, you develop wisdom to awaken. Once you awaken, you are free. And that mind is the pure mind, the true mind. So that one won't connect you back to the psychic and all those things. It's not thought based. So it depends on people's understanding and what is it that they are interested in. Because the word Chan Siu also is a very loose word. Because to them is all form of meditation is Siu Chan. But Chan is not what they think one. Chan is the word that's why they use the word Da Zuo Zuo Chan. What is the difference? Da Zuo is a system of meditation. Understand? Whereas Siu Chan or Zuo Chan is to remain silent, aware, to develop the wisdom. Means the Zen the understanding. Because everything that the cultivator do with the true mind is Siu Chan. It's like cultivation. That's why Hui Neng Liu Zhu say, when you start from that true mind, means when you start from that true nature, then you are really cultivating the awareness based on. So that is the Zhen Zhen De Chan. And that is what awareness is. That's why he said the first hallmark of winning the 第一个境界 is to realize the 无念的境界. So 无念的境界 is very important. The understanding of this, very few people can appreciate. Because to them, when they talk about learning how to meditate, the first impression is you become like, after you meditate, you got a lot of ability, psychic, all those things. You can levitate, you can read people's mind, you can wander through space and time. These are the concept of meditation that they have. So if they intend on this, then no point to actually explain further or talk to them beyond that. So normally for people who come to me, I won't even enter into a conversation with them unless I can see some sign that they have affinity the triple gem lah. Then if you know they have affinity, normally Dharma got many phases on ma. First phase is just to develop the understanding of what Dharma is, so pariyatti means you listen, then you contemplate, then you reflect. So that is the learning of the teaching. So to learn, you have to nowadays can read up also lah. Then you can listen, then you can develop a discussion group or whatever to stabilize what you have read, what you have heard, and what you have developed lah, through the daily interaction with the Dhamma lah. So this phase one is the category that most people fall into. They need to start from there. If they don't start from there, very difficult for them to progress. Then only you go to phase two, which is to put it into practice, to develop the cultivation of the Dhamma that you have understood or learned. So phase one is pariyatti, the learning of the teaching. Then phase two is patipatti, putting it to practice. You see, got some form of knowledge already, but they are blur about the whole thing. So they are interested in meditation. So they search, they go around, they ask around, they have read up with the knowledge. Then they think they know and all those things. So when you face this type of people, then you have to gauge them, see whether they have affinity with the true Dharma or not. If they have affinity with the true Dharma, you will know one. Then they will be very interested to listen to you one. So what normally I will tell them is, it depends on your understanding lah. If your understanding is the way you have been exposed and told, you can continue lah. This is what normally most cultivator will do lah. Most Buddhists will do lah. So if you go that way, you may take a long time to realize the true meditation or the realization of what Zen is lah. Means Chan Siu lor. So if you truly want to understand what real Chan Siu is, then you have to listen lor. Then 如果他有那个 affinity 他 will be interested one, she will listen. Otherwise she become egoic one. 这样啊 不用紧 啦。 I think 我了解了 啦。 我有师父他们会教我怎样怎样做。 So they will not break away from there one, no? Very funny one, no? But those who have the affinity one, so 他就会去 attentively listen, then 他就会 like give it a try. Then it depends on their affinity. If they have affinity, 他一听到, 一闻到, 他会有 develop the interest, then 他会 attend. 他一 attend, 他就 connect very fast one, this type of people. 他们前世 actually 有那个因缘了, but they didn't know. Because when they don't have the understanding, means they are born a human again, then with a conscious mind or a normal human being's form and mind, they will start to learn all this again. No? So they will need condition to actually link back to their past. No? So if they have like you all Kayamita, who this sasana, this window have developed the understanding one, you all will be different. No? You all listen, you all will know this is the real thing already, you know. Then you will be very interested, then you will give it a try, and then you will progress, and then you connect back very fast. But those who don't have the affinity one, 听不懂, no? Not interested one, no? 这样不了, 做什么呢? develop 智慧啊，智慧 for what? They are not interested in, because they like to have special ability. They like to have like jhana, all those things. Oh, then they have special power, special ability to do things and all things. Then they want to have this special ability to become unique, lah, distinguished, different from other cultivator and meditator. Even you interested in that, you will go into the psychic field and you will end up with all those things. So because of that, that's why I say cultivation is the individual. Depends on what you want. If your mind is attracted to that, means in the past you supported that. And you yourself also do that. That's why different people, when you come, my nature will know. Just 好像你前世因为我应该你 promote 这一次你来的 then 你有那个因缘啊 with certain great beings 啊 especially 观世音 and 普贤啊 so because of that 他有那个因缘法这一次 with the sasana with the window 啊因为我的 nature is to share this understanding 嘛So, 他们会 connect 回 but take them quite long, take them quite long to understand. 你前世是做那些的嘛 But 今一这一世很重要 That's why you must already done with this understanding. So that life after life you come, you must have this awareness-based nature understanding, to understand the true meditation or the true teaching. Then you take the Bodhisattva vow, then 你就会 plant the seed of Bodhi that can activate your nature to receive this teaching. Then 你来的时候whether got sasana 没有 sasana, 你就会走这条路。No need to like last time like that. Only during sasana, you get to learn some form of meditation which you think is the right one, like,the popularly accepted one, that time you all follow, they call it the Vipassana and those things. They're very famous, just internationally well known, very popular. So because of that, 那个会 like, attract a lot of people. Then in between, you also will hear about some story which normally the inner circle know,but they don't want to let the rest know. Because they encounter people with problem. 就好像那个 old lady went after the 10 day, then go for the 30 day, or what, then 她的头发被那个 noise 搞。那些 they close up the whole thing. They won't let other people outside people know. But those involved in that thing, they know. Then they just take it off. So,a lot of these things that go on behind, which people don't know, is not shared with the community. So, when it comes to cultivation, 我们要了解就是 different people with different karmic background, with different affinity for different type of teaching and cultivation,they will end up doing that one, no?
Until now, I understand. Anything doesn't contribute to the cultivation, cut. filter.
Of course, you can use that as a criteria. But before you come to the real understanding of the true teaching, you don't know. Like before you come to know about awareness base, last time you do one, You will based on that and cut the rest on.
That's
all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I it's the same one.
I just had a WhatsApp from yesterday. I was talking to Mahayana Sifu. She knows about the six patriarch master teaching. There are two minds to realize our true mind. We are education.
Yeah, yeah.
Through thought. You enjoy it. Say, if not brother, unlike brother Sifu, has both traditions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I from there, without learning from you,
won't
understand their
tools. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why she
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She spoke to this Mahayana Sifu.
Yeah, yeah.
The minute she
say about Hui Ling, she was very interested.
Yeah. That's why those who understand, you can easily connect on. But like I say, this life, you are exposed to this teaching, you understand, then your faith very strong, then you follow the yellow card, you aditan, you go the Bodhisattva way. Then the Bodhi mind planted with that faith and understanding and the what they call invoking the power of merit sourcing, it will be very, very stable. No? Then this one will take care of your cultivation in the future. Whenever you arrive, whether got sasana or no sasana, inside here will move on. When the time comes, like this life, have you ever? When I was very young, I really know I different from other people. I am not the normal type of human being. Then, 8岁, 9岁, before the age of 10, that showed to me a lot of things. Got one time, I was very tired, then my consciousness came out. Then, 还有一次就是, 我 New Year 的时候, 我母亲的红包, 我拿2块钱出来, then it showed it to me, get into big trouble. Then, every time I do things like with negativity, I will get into trouble. The vipaka will come back.
Is it due to your past cultivation where you brought back this life there? Your mind not so deluded, unlike other people, unlike the
power? Of course, it's from my past. That's why I want to explain to you. Why after you take that vow, why you go this way, after you have to understand, when you come, you're very different. So for me, before 10 years old, I don't know anything. But I can remember from the photo that my father took from the studio when I was 2 years old. Very cute one. Like no talk one inside that. Then I remember, I try to recall, until the age of 5, I got no thought one. And my grandmother used to tell me, he say you don't speak one. But you very cute one. So we thought you alo. You know Hakka, alo is don't know how to speak one. So they call what? No. Dumb. Dumb. Cannot speak. Not deaf. He know I can hear. But I very quiet one. Then when I go to school also, he said, he don't see any friend come and see me on our primary school. Then later on, when 4-4 home fire, a lot of my classmates came and said, how come you got a friend? So, those are the phases I went through. Then, after 4-4, when I know science, geography or something, then especially after home fire, this one start to search on. You will go and look for truth one. Then I just like to lie down in the open field at night, look at the sky, the stars, and so on. Then the thought will arise, who am I? What am I? This mighty universe. Born in this planet, the third from the sun, and every star is a potential sun or bigger. And the number of sun, I can see in the universe, so many light years away, based on science, it's so immense, countless. Then, who am I? What am I? It's so insignificant. And we are one of the, that time, 5 billion or what, human population. One out of the 5 billion in a miserably small planet of this solar system. You are so insignificant. Then who are you? What are you? Then, what is this universe all about? 很奇怪的. Then suddenly inside, pop, 一个 answer 出来. You must meditate to understand. 那个时候我什么是 meditation 我都不懂. Form 4, Form 4, Form 5, 16, 7, 10, 11. Then, that one, gave me the answer lah. Then I straight away knew, oh yeah, I must meditate. Then I recall, no wonder I like the Wuxia Pian. They meditate in the cave one. And Tang San Zhang, all those things where they go to the temple, Guan Yin, Fo. I like those movie one. Then I know I need to meditate lah, but I don't know what meditation is lah. Then after that, I completed my Form 5. Then Form 6, the first week of Form 6, I remember, there is one classmate sister give me that book. Actually, no reason. What Buddhists believe, the first edition of Chief Reverend Su. Then I realized what my mother do was not Buddhism. Is Taoist practice or traditional Chinese tradition. Then I was full of joy. Then I want to know what is the true Buddhist teaching. Then the moment I read the four number two, I said no need to search it. That's it. That's why straight away, 我了解了. Then after that, upper six, 我就 finish off my exam. Then I got a very good result. Then I managed to enter MU, civil engineering. The first day I met the chief giving a talk in science faculty. That night itself I come back and meditate. I don't even know what meditation is. Because he pointed to here. He said, look inside your mind. So I thought the mind was here. So I said. Then I become very quiet. Because I can study. I can focus. I can concentrate. I can fix my mind on anything I want. Then that time, I just relax, silent. Nobody taught me, but just. Then I realized I saw something very bright in my mind here. Then he said, look inside. So I said, look, a bright spot. So he said, look inside. I saw this bright spot. Then I don't know what it is. But quite interesting, because I can stay there. Then when I stay there, I realized some form of energy build up. Then I give it a push. I don't even know what meditation is. Suddenly, from that light, that point, my consciousness like travel out into infinite space. It's like this mind going out to infinite space. It's 很奇怪. Then very fast one, it moved. Then after that, I felt, what is this? Once the thought come back, if you draw, then all in all, I thought at the most I must have sat there half an hour only. I look at my watch, 12 midnight I sit down there, 4 a.m. already. Means I was there 4 hours, but to me I just did a few things only. It's like very short interval like that. 最长都是半个小时, cannot be more than that. Then after that, throughout the day, for the next 4 or 5 days, my mind was so calm, so still, completely 没有 thought one. But 不是那个 free mind. It's because of that, they call it the formless rhyme jhana, the rhyme of infinite space. Because I went into that. Then I withdraw out. To me, it's that short moment only. But I already sat there for 4 hours. And no pain, nothing. Then I was so calm. So I thought, wow, that is meditation. So I continued to do after that. Then I went to Brickfield. Then I received the metta book. I developed metta until my metta very strong. Until my heart here, the energy, like one solid energy, like a metal disc like that. Nothing can go in one. Everything like outside only. Inside still like anything. Just like you're enlightened like that. Nothing can disturb you. Even I that time know, whoever come and do anything to me, I won't be affected one. Thunder, lightning, all cannot go in. It at the peripheral around, it subside. then everything subside. Then it's full of metta. Then very peaceful, very calm. That time also young. So because of what happened, I continue to develop that thing while I was in the uni. So that 3-4 years when I was in the uni, actually I was doing anapanasati. Then I went into absorption. Then my mind become very still. Then I do a lot of metta. Then that time I thought that's it, man. But then when I came out to work, when I start to touch money, when I don't meditate so often, then I realized, inside can move on. Means there is still some clearing force, the movement. Because you come out to work, then I realized I want to do MBA, I want to take up law, I want to be successful. I say, what is all this? Last time, don't have one. Last time, like very contented with life, full of metta, then a lot of gratitude, a lot of compassion. Then suddenly this type of thing starts to move on. Then I realize this is maybe not what it is. So then I remember the Buddha's analogy, like a glass of water. If the sediment settle because you didn't stir the mind, because under absorption, under energy, under 那个 jhana, we call it absorption jhana, not one-pointedness jhana. The one-pointedness go to psychic one, they are more dangerous. So mind is continuous mindfulness. So that type of jhana, that stillness is very still. So because the mind was like that, it's like no more defilement, you like enlightened. But once I come out to work, when I don't have this energy, absorption energy, continuous mindfulness to make it still, then gone. No. Then I realize the mental hindrance start to move again. No. Then I realize there is this sensual desire, ill will, emotion. Then there is all this what they call, at times there will be like, the mind become doubtful, restless. Sleepiness was seldom with me until when I went for a retreat, because very tired, so sometimes sleepy. Then I, through study, I know, when I tired, sleepy, I will go and sleep, I don't care. I don't care what you tell me, I go and rest, sleep. Then after that, I have a short nap, I recover. Then I can do my thing again, I can study. So meditation also, I do the same. Then after that, I start to become different. Then I want to understand how this thing is can be developed in another way so that I don't have to go through concentration. So that I don't need the conditioned mind to make me peaceful, to make me calm. Then I realized it must be that Four Noble Truth teaching. That's why after that I met Xuanhua. That I keep on listening to his. Then I do the recording, everything. Then I went to Brickfield. I also involved in the tape library. I also listened to it. So that 1986 onward, I start to listen to a lot of Dhamma. That's how the Avijja Sutta step start. Then when I listen, I contemplate, I reflect very fast. Then I can filter beyond my past. Then I know what is correct, what is not correct. Then all those things that leads towards the understanding, I can understand and receive them. Then later on, I met all my teachers, Acharyantra. Then I went to Thailand. Thailand, I met up with quite a number of good monks. Initially, it's Achan Cha's book, then Mahabhova's book, then Achan Te. Then mainly it's Acharyantra, his teacher, that Swan Mok one, Achan Buddha Dasa and all things. So, because of all those affinity, 86, 87, 88, that 3 years, Actually, 86, I took refuge under Xuan Hua, the whole family. Then after that, I think before the end, I think, middle of the year or what, I met my second last guide and my last guide. I met them. Then after that, I think my last guide was later. My last guide was after 89. After I realized that cessation, the glimpse of the thing, then only I met him. Then, because of all these things that is meant to be, Kuan Yin's message, everything, I suddenly, within that 3 years, the book come, the guide come, the teacher come, everything that I need just come. Then I just have the ability to understand them all. Xuan Hua's book also, the Surangama Sutta, the first English translation, chapter 1. All this come. Then my brother happened to go to US for training because he's an electrical engineer. He went to Seattle, I think near this Xuan Hua's place. So I said, you go there, you buy all the book, all the English translation. So he bought, I paid almost 1,000 over our money, 1,000 over our money. He shipped back, I think, 2 pallets of, so thick, 2 pallets, all the book. Whatever English translation available at the time, he just buy and then send it back. So because of that, all these things came up. Then that time, after 89, the whole understanding become very different. After 89, actually, the Dharma understanding already connected, stabilized. Then when I met my last guide, when he activated the gateway, immediately after that, I move very fast. I actually don't need anybody already at that time. So I only need somebody to let me know where the gateway is. Then the moment it's shown to me where, then I know what to do. That's why after that, I actually, understanding-wise, I don't need him already. Then I move on my own, the transformation, everything happened. That's why because of that, I want to share with you is, once you have this vow, you go this way, when you come, you will move yourself. The Bodhi Maya, or we call it the forcing or the Buddha nature, that Bodhi Maya that is planted, it will activate one. Then the search will start one. Then it will know how to filter one. Then it will know how to receive one. Based on your destiny, your understanding. That's why after that, I didn't do anything. Like I tell you, I didn't do anything. I just accord and flow. Everything is like meant to be. Then it just unfold. Then after that, when I inherited the thing, after I connect to the gateway, the spiritual nature came back. The spiritual nature came back that time. A lot of things happened. I just like, I use the word what? That day in the translation, not translation, the transcript book. You like go through that whole process of cultivation.
Breeze through.
Normal people take very long one. I like breeze through. Very fast, I go back to my level that I was cultivating before this life. I realized that level very fast. I can understand all this and go back to that stage very fast. Then I start to have the understanding of what this thing is. That's why all the Wu Liang Yi Ching, the Pusat Tao, all that, I can understand what they are talking about. My nature has gone through all those things. That extensive exposure, cultivation, everything, and the understanding of it. If you don't have this, you cannot understand one. That's why. Not only the word, it's what they are trying to explain. Because this thing, you see, when it comes to cultivation, this type of extensive understanding is not for normal people. That's why I used to share with my wife and some of y'all, the Maya Sutta is for enlightened being one, not for ordinary unenlightened being one.
Run this in the
No. The sutta is for enlightened being. Right? You are not enlightened being, you read, you cannot understand one. You don't know what that meaning is one. It's just like the very simple one, even the Theravada level. The Buddha say, learn to see things as they are. So they have the Pali word, I think, Yatta Bhutanang, I don't know what. Jnana Dasana. Jnana Dasana. Seeing things as they are. So, even if I tell you, you have not gone through that transformation, that cultivation, you can only use your thought to come up with the guesswork. No? What I mean, no? See things as they are. Then you, direct seeing. Because that word direct seeing make you very interested. That word is just like microphone. Once you hold on to that word, microphone, you don't look at this one already. Once you hold on to the word direct seeing, you think you know only. That concept make you think you know. Then you don't go and do the direct seeing. Means you have not stabilized your awareness nature. You cannot see things as they are. So, that concept of seeing things as they are, through that word direct seeing, is not the real direct seeing. The real direct seeing is different. That's why the sutta, Maya Sutta, when you read, even the commentator try to explain the sutta, they cannot explain it that well unless they themselves have the past, the understanding, the awakening. Otherwise, they explain up to the level they know. Then, when you have that understanding of the direct seeing, means you have gone through, then you don't need a word or no. You don't need the explanation, you understand already. That's why Panchi got it. Because a lot of misconception and fallacy, very logical. You must let go. Otherwise you attach, otherwise you cling. No. Why you believe that this is like very beautiful Dharma? Practice letting go. What's wrong with that? Because you only know the word practice. That to you, let go. So if I let go, I don't attach, I free. This is to the worldly people very logical. That's why I used to tell you, what is logical may not be the truth. Then when I explain, then you see, then you like realize. Because when you have it as knowledge, thought based, because this knowledge like become very interesting. To you it's very logical. I must let go. So to let go, I don't know. I must practice. So who practice? The one who hold, practice. If you don't hold, you need to practice. If you are not holding, why is there a need to practice how to let go? And who hold? The one that don't have the wisdom, don't have the Dhamma, they will hold. That's all. So if you are deluded, you don't have the wisdom and the understanding, you hold, and you want to practice not to hold. Is it possible? You are lying to yourself. Means you are like suppressing your feeling. I don't want to attach. This
all
one, not only knowledge, you suppress, understand? No? Like when it happened to you, I don't want to think about it. I just want to forget about it. Let go lah. Worry about it for what? Not real. Everything is imperfect. You use the word, you talk about it, but you don't know what it is. But when you understand already, you wake up already, you will come to know there is no such practice one. Who practice? The deluded one who hold on to things, want to practice. Practice what? Practice not to hold. In the first place, you have the wisdom, you're not deluded. Means you won't hold, understand? The moment you hold, it torments you, it burns you. Then why you go and hold? It's because you're deluded, you don't know. You like normal people. This is my problem. I must solve it. Correct. Solve it. but not by holding on to that problem and worrying about that problem. Understand or not? Solving by what? By putting this thing down. Understand or not? Means I don't cling, I don't hold. Then I look at it. Why I call it a problem? Because I have this personality, sakayaditi. I believe I exist. I believe this disease is me. Understand or not? So I worry about this body getting old, getting sick, and one day dying. So because of this, I suffer. That is what attachment is. That is what clinging is. So if I see this already, then I become different. No? Then I will contemplate. No? I will reflect. No? Why did the Buddha say it's because of my sakayaditi that conditioned me to grasp at this five aggregate of form and mind that he called dukkha, that conditioned suffering? Then you realize, hey, I have to put it to test, understand? Otherwise, I won't know. So what is this five aggregate of form? The book never teach. They only give you the five words, rupa, vedana, sanya, sankhara, and vijnana. But through my own understanding, I dare to tell you, the book don't write also on the two aspects of the five aggregate. One, first aspect as a human being. You have a physical body, you have the mind. The mind got four aggregates which the Buddha subdivided. And to understand what these aggregates are, you ask yourself, what can your mind do? Then they are all there. So, as a human being, you have a rupa, physical form, you have a conditioned tribe inside. That is the first aspect. You attach to this, you suffer. So investigate. True or not? No, you worry. You think this is you. But when the Buddha underneath the Bodhi tree realized that this is not him, this is just a vehicle and a tool karmically conditioned out for him to come to this existential world to exist, to live, to cultivate, or to do your whatever duty, vow, fulfill everything, then you realize this one is not you. If this one is not me, then who am I? What am I? If the five aggregate of form and mind is not me, then why did they arise in me? How did I know all this? Well, I saw it. I realized it. Then I am able to share all this. That's why the second aspect is, with the mind, four aggregate, but the perception bring in the external form, there is another five aggregate at the top level, which is Namarup, the fourth link of Paticca Samuppada. So when you saw that, you realize, you attach to your thought process, the five aggregate within the mind, you also suffer. This is the understanding. Then when you understand, you don't hold, you don't grasp, you don't cling, then what is there to practice, to let go? That's why I say without wisdom, you cannot free. The only thing that frees you is wisdom. So when you have wisdom, you won't hold. That's why Panchi took her so many years to realize that and all. The beauty of that and all. Just like direct seeing. You use the word direct seeing, then you think you know. But what is the real direct seeing? What is it that the Buddha meant by seeing things as they are? I gave you the pointer. The baby newly born. They don't have brain memory. They don't have conditioning, belief system, everything. Nothing.
No input, just the consciousness.
Not only that. When they see, they don't have the words, understand or not? So they cannot label what that thing is. That's why they see things as they are, before the perception, before the words, before the concept. I mean, they see exactly that pure consciousness, the pure perception without words. Can you see? Without words, without your thought moving. Without sankara activity, the direct seeing things as they are, everything very clearly. That is what you're supposed to do. No thought. The awareness nature very stable. The brain don't come in and interfere.
To see things is not difficult. The stabilizing
is not only that, because you all always think that way because you haven't done it, you haven't gone through it, you haven't. But the one who realized it, one, that's why I say, don't be like too keen to realize it, then like want to quickly realize it, then the thought will come in, not so easy one lah. To be mindful, maybe easy to stay. That one is all the thought telling you, is still the thought. Yeah, what is important is don't try to know. Don't try to relax, maintain awareness, stabilize it. Then this one will awaken by itself one. Then when it awakens, then you will know what the direct seeing is. Then it's no more about the thought telling you, stabilizing it is a problem. Oh, this is what the thought say, but you never try. When you try, when that thing stabilized already, that nature will know one. Well, that one, when it's stabilized, it's in the state of samadhi, it's like in the midst of life, it's collected and unwavering. No? This mind doesn't move anymore. No? Then you realize, how come? With that thing, I can see things as they are. Then the brain, the memory, the labeling, the concept didn't come out. That's why you have more and more space between thought. The awareness nature expand. Then next thought. Then another space. Then next thought. You need to create thought, you create thought. You don't need, it won't come out. That is the process of transformation. Then when you transform, there is no more thought telling you this one cannot, that one cannot. Forget about it. When you cultivate, you just cultivate. Listen to instruction like your sister progress so fast. Well, he don't have those thoughts telling her. Well, she very new, clean slate. She don't have the conditioning. Then when she have faith in what I say and share, when I share the 8 months, the Heart Sutta again, that was the one that opened her up. No? She attended every session and every class, no? And he just follow. Then he realized when he follow, all the experience she go through, exactly match word for word that I explain inside there. And she can understand what I say. You know. That is what I meant. Listen attentively and just do. Don't try to know. Don't try to let the thought come in. To be aware is easy to stabilize. Once you hold on to this idea and concept, you won't do it. Because that is a justification for you not to do. What is important is, like what your sister went through and tell you, you just follow what Brother Theo say and just do. Don't try to ask any question or have any doubt. With the faith, you just do. Then when you go and do, you transform. And the most shocking thing is, she detected the gateway herself very fast.
She told me during the NCO, she doesn't go out. She
rarely spend many hours doing. Because she see the urgency of practice, she contemplate on Marana Nusati, not enough time already. She wants to go all out to understand this. That's why after that, she become very different. Then those who detect the gateway, they will know what this thing is. There is no more doubt. It's a free mind, completely free. That's why it will detect. If it's not a free mind without thought, it cannot detect. But that nature is without thought. It's the Hui Ning's first home.
After that, she said she went to cessation a few times.
It will continue to happen. So this is how the real cultivation manifest and unfold. Not for people who are curious with the thought, keep on telling you story. That type of people are very difficult to progress on. So have faith, then just follow instruction. Because the instructions are very simple. Don't go and use your knowledge to go and add in and make the thing like, this is only privileged to those few. Then that thing will cause you to lose your way. It obstructs you. We are knowledge blind. Why do you want to know? I want to investigate and find out only. So what have I got to lose by following the instruction that Brother Theo has listed out? She didn't ask me to do anything silly and stupid, ma. He just say relax, aware, ma, and maintain the awareness only, ma. So difficult, ma.
Sounds simple, it gets difficult.
Higher, you think it's impossible to do, ma?
It's possible, but.
No, you just now say to stabilize it, impossible. That's why you didn't do, ma. When you didn't do, if you do, you won't say it's impossible already, ma. You do, you will say like your sister already, oh, but you're so amazing. The thing, oh. Then he used an old word to describe, you know, oh, how you open up like an old word. That one, she used her own word one. And never even explained to her. Then he said, oh, after that, so quiet, so still. And the free mind, oh, not in concentration, oh, not in a condition state. Like that one.
That's why
you
know the
non
two mind, she's so happy.
Because you yourself will go through and realize that one. Because that nature, which is just the pure awareness nature without the thought, is your pure mind. Then when you stabilize it, you will understand it more. Then from there, everything arises on. You can see the creation, the perception, the movement, the five aggregate, the thought process, all from that nature come out on. Yeah, what? Because that one is the Dhamma, the Dhamma that arises. When the Dhamma arises, it will free you. Then you realize all along you have been deceived and deluded by all this consciousness creation. It's the habitual tendency that make you what you are. Where it has become habit, then it stirs in the mind, you react. You react to sense experience and all things. All through your habits. That's why to unfold that thing or to release or reverse that thing, you need wisdom. Without wisdom, you cannot reverse it. So to reverse it means what? You have to inquire. Why must I stir? When I stir, I create reality. I create sensual desire, you will. Like and dislike, pleasant. And these are mental hindrances that hinders my mind while entering the meditation. So how can I develop the understanding not to react and not to stir? That's why I teach you all the shortcut. No? The direct seeing. No? Seeing things as they are. Means people are just the way they are. Then I expand on it. No? Deluded people do deluded things. Selfish people do selfish. And then you can understand better. No? Otherwise, the Buddha says seeing things as they are, most people mong cha cha. So, seeing things as they are means the world is the world. People is just the way they are. So, that meaning is very important. Once that one come out, then you can expand on it. People is just the way they are means what? Deluded people do deluded things. Selfish people do selfish things. Violent people do violent things. And then you realize, toy ho. 不用去跟他吵,伤心,还是 correct him. Hey, you are not right. This is wrong. You cannot do. 不需要的呢,接受他咯. She is just the way she is. He is just the way he is. The world is the world. Like the Buddha said, condition like that, things will be like that. And 那个要 contemplate until very stable. Then next time the sense experience 起来的时候, 这个 yoniso manasika, this understanding will prompt you. It will let you understand it. They are just the way they are. Faith. Like Jesus said, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. So these are the wisdom that is very powerful. And they are the one, when you contemplate until stable, it will manifest spontaneously. That's why you only so manasika. You have means you have. You don't have means you don't have. You cannot practice. Practice to be wise. Cannot. practice to let go. Cannot. You have to let go, you need wisdom. Wisdom is, you have to cultivate on. Contemplate, reflect until you stabilize. Then when you have, means you have. You don't have, means you cannot at that moment want to practice on. You cannot. Or cultivate on. You must stabilize it until it's part of your understanding, that it connected to your form and mind. This form and mind connected, at the moment, a sense of experience, spontaneously it manifests on your prompt you. Then you know what to do. And you can see things as they are. You can understand the Dhamma the way they are. Then all the Diamond Sutta words all come out very clear. Yi qie yu wei fa, zu meng huan pao yi, zu lu yi lu tian, yin zuo ru shi. Everything become clear. Then like the Buddha say, sabbe sankara anicchang, sabbe sankara dukkang, sabbe dhamma anatta. So everything become like, wow, the words suddenly become so clear. Why? Because you contemplated, you reflected, you have stabilized it. That's why without this wisdom, you cannot free on.
Need so long to understand.
Only
wisdom.
Yeah. That one need a wise person to tell you. Because the knowledge based, thought based one, they will tell you what? Don't hold lah. So if I don't hold, I'm free. Then I practice not to hold lah. That's why I practice letting go. Where got such practice one? Who practice? The deluded one, the whole practice. The one that have wisdom not holding, what is there to practice? All this, they cannot see. But they go by logic. The world is a world of duality with logic. Whatever that is logical may not be the truth. The truth is the opposite. When you understand, whatever that is logical may not be the truth. The world is very powerful. So don't accept the popularly accepted one, where society believe is to be the commonly accepted truth. Forget about it. Like they say, meditate, one day you will become enlightened. Practice, one day you will. No, that one is a delusion. Where got such thing one? Practice and one day. That one is like telling you, wait till you die lah. You will end up with the what they call the Christian belief, what? Eternal heaven. They promise after death when you die. It is the same one. Practice one day. One day means when? After you die. Or before you die. Because the Dhamma is sanditiko, can be realized in the here and the now. No need to wait till that one day. Once you realize it here and the now, you awaken. It's not after you die. That's why you must understand the salutation to Dhamma.
But some practitioners, they practice for a long, long time. About to die, because the realization also can be a lesson, right?
People can talk about it. But whatever it is, if you want to do all this, like what they call last minute on, you can go and try your luck. It's not like that one. No, I don't deny that the Tibetan got such teaching. They call it the powa. Before you die, that is the window that you really can awaken on. Because you go through that split second of cessation. But that one, if you got avijja, straight away rebirth consciousness gone already on. So what they are telling you is, those who have developed the cultivation, the mindfulness, the stability of it, then when they are about to die, if they are guided with the powa cultivation reminded, then they stand a chance. But if you have not developed the stability of mindfulness and awareness, you also want to like believe that you also can do it. It's just like the Mandarin saying, bao fo jiao, you don't even have the condition, you didn't even cultivate, you think like that can happen. Then the whole world full of enlightened beings. You must prepare yourself with the awareness, then you stand a chance. That's why that
poor practice, you must develop it first. Then they say before that cultivator die, somebody very experienced or the teacher or what, who can guide them, will guide them through the poa. Remind them of the Dhamma, you know, say that when and go. Then that one you stand a chance. But it's not what you interpret. Last minute. So a lot of these things, last minute one, they always say, thank your whole lah. You have to, otherwise you think anybody can realize. Otherwise, a lot of enlightened beings already, hope for last minute one. The Buddha already say, you're born of your karma, add to your karma condition, you are what you are before your karma. Hey, you go and listen to all this. You don't take care of karma, your life is gone, understand or not? After you take care of your karma, then only you can make aditan for causes and conditions to meet up with the wise and avoid the foolish. Then only you can start the cultivation, understand or not?
But Ananda, he was under pressure in the Arahant. After that, he become Arahant.
It's not to say he's under pressure to become Arahant. Because they prefer the first council to be all Arahant, 500 of them. So, no, they gave him the chance where he's the attendant. He remember the teaching. He got elephant memory. So, they want him to participate. So, they let him try. So, he tried so hard until he gave up already, almost done already. Then, when he gave up, he decided to lie down and sleep. Well, that time the mind free. No, the mind free. He is not holding on to anything already. There is no craving to be an Arahant already. Then during that moment, it ceases. That's how he becomes Arahant. And you think he next to the Buddha for 45 years, he don't have parami on. That's why you need to have all this to realize this. It's even he, with the Buddha for 45 years, attendant, how much merit and parami he had. And yet, he is only a sotapanna. You think so easy? A lot of things about cultivation is not what the human mind thinks. Because these are the understanding of great beings that has gone through the what they call extensive cultivation. Well, you must witness a lot of possibility through a lot of civilization, a lot of sasana and all things, make out a lot of samasambuddha. Then only you can accumulate all this understanding. Then only you can know that all these are possible. That's why the Buddha's time, Sakyamuni, the Jataka story itself is so much of them. 45 years. He share and he teach. And all this is not what you think. That's why a lot of people, they just like say things like no need money, gong wa zai chin. Hey, can one la, Ananda, lie down like that.
Like the Kandanoa?
No, the bhikkhuni also pour water before the water reach the end, it become Arahant also. Then the one that polish the with the white cloth one, the Buddha gave also, after a while, he polish, then he realized, the mind is exactly like that. The more you think, the more you go and polish, it becomes more contaminated. Well, originally, that piece of cloth given to him is already the pure cloth. Then he realized, my mind was originally like that. Then why I go and create all this? Want to clean it, want to make it pure. The one thing is by the thought. And the more he clean, the more dirty it becomes. Then he awakened. Yeah, he passed like goldsmith's son. Then the other one is he cannot even remember a stanza because of that comic. So once you say those stanza, he cannot remember. So he cannot remember, how can he learn? He cannot. So this one, you cannot use the stanza or the teaching to teach him. No. You have to use this type of skillful means, like the white cloth, give it to him. Then he clean. The more he clean, the more dirty he become. Then he suddenly realized, before I start, it was pure, silky, beautiful cloud. Then he realized the mind was not that. If I don't create all this, there is like Hui Ning, Ben Lai Wu Yi Wu, He Chu Re Chen Ai. Originally was like that already. If I don't think good, think grabs, don't create, give meaning, and do all these things, then no such suffering, no such like dust. Dust was created by the mundane mind through duality. So when you realize that, you awaken, you free. It's the realization, the understanding that free. It's not the doing. The doing cannot free you. You can go and do until the cow come home. You again talk about this. You know there was a story long back during the Buddha's time that King Kolika was Kondanya in the past. And he tested the Bodhisattva who was supposed to be Sakyamuni in the future. And because he tested him, he chopped off his limb. Then Sakyamuni told the king, if there is any anger or slightest of aversion or dislike, my limb will not come back to me. If I really don't have that, then may my limbs come back. All the four limbs come back to him. That's why he panicked. He came down on the horse. He kneeled down and paid respect. That's the Bodhisattva at that time told this king, don't worry. I have vowed through my pure wish to take you across. You are the first one to be taken across. Without that pure wish, you think Kondanya can become a Sotapanna straight away. All got causes and condition one. Got affinity one. You like that, everybody also can already. Listen. But why the other four ascetic, nothing happened until the Anatta, Lakana, Sutta came out only become Arahant? Also, these four have been cultivating and following the Buddha very long one. Otherwise, how can they, that life take birth, join him as ascetic and cultivate? A lot got its affinity one. It's not any Tom, Dick and Harry, listen only ma. Your sister also listen only ma. You think she got do meditation? Only later on she follow my instruction to develop the stability or the awareness only ma. She listen with joy, with faith ma. Then she do ma. Then she came to that realization. You must have that faith, you must have that parami. Because she past life has affinity with my nature also, and otherwise cannot be like that one.
The one master told us that she passed was a study monk.
Whatever it is lah, what people tell you, that one is not important lah. What is it? She can take lah, she already taken lah.
No, before she met you, he went to India, he took Bodhisattva vow and told me that she took India.
You know why? Because I told her when I was in Singapore, the last two or three visits, she happened to know. Then the latest visit, actually I don't want to tell anybody one. Then somehow she also come to know. Then I say, okay lah, you can come lah. So he came. He took me, my wife, Sui and Ben for lunch as usual. Then he blanjah us, we discussed Dharma. So I said, in the past, it could be like this sasana, you have affinity with my nature, but that time you don't know who I am. Understand? Then you have joy, you do. It's like Brother TK. He also invite 我过去, 给 offer 一个 dana. At first 是这样的, he wrote to me, he said, but still, I want to offer dana. I said, can I? He said, anytime you come down, you let me know. MCO, 3年不可以下来. Then he texts me again, he said, but still, what if I send you the money, then you do it for me there. I said, you must come here in person. I said, otherwise, he said, MCO cannot come over. Then I say, never mind lah, just let things be lah. I say, see how it goes lah. Then after that, 6 months later, got condition. No? I suddenly, because my daughter told me, he and Ben going back to JB, then they are going to Singapore, then asked me whether I want to go Singapore, not very long time, haven't been there. Then I got my investment there and all things. I said, can I arrange. Then after that, I let TK know, I let the sister know, then I say, I'm coming over for 3 days, tonight. So I say, the schedule all, I will confirm again once I buy the ticket. Oh, full of joy. Then brother TK also, like, very excited, but don't know. He never do dana before. No. Yeah, see, but still, how? He can't find a place. So he worried. Then the temple all that time, MCO, a lot of them, mpeyong. Finally, luckily, he got one sister. Stay in a 3-story residential area. You know, in Singapore, you know, very expensive one of that type of property. Sub million sing one at least. So luckily the sister and the husband, the sister's husband, the brother-in-law, also Buddhist, Yao Yun. Then the family, then he suddenly contact the sister very happy. Can, no problem. Then he wrote to me, I said like that, very good, I said, sadhu you. Then he said, how? I said, very easy, then do something simple. Then when I'm there, I can guide you all. Then he invite the brother, the sister, the wife side, the sister side, together with their parents. Blind. That merits are really buta, motim, paksi. The old people, no, the grandmother, they all know. The mother of TK, very old, really, but he full of love and compassion. Really care for the parents. Then he very generous. He got brother-in-law, you're very generous. Meet full of joy. That day, the session was very good. Then the sister also took us for... Then the brother Chia, your friend, also came with Sandra. Then he also took me around on the last day. Then in between, take us for breakfast. So these are the affinity, you don't know. Like this line, you all every time gather, take me for lunch. You don't know. This is the affinity condition you establish, you don't know. Understand? Like last time, I used to tell Song and Alicia, they all. I say, the Pusian, not only this line, you go to that trip, the Pusian, you go there, he cry, tears, everything. Then somehow very strong a feeling. I say, why the nature? No. If you are in the past, Pusian, when he was a lay person like me, he got affinity with them. They don't know. It's just like me now, you don't know my nature. Then later my nature become like Pusian like that. Then when you all go to spiritual tree, you also cry. Because your affinity, if it's so strong, just like what we develop this sasana, that affinity is very different. No. That one can bring forth the understanding, everything. No. That's why otherwise you all don't have the yin yang on. Ling put down. That's why Zen Sen Nan De Fo Fa Nan Wen. Zen Sen Nan De Jing Yi De Fo Fa Nan Wen Jing Yi Wen. And yet you have affinity with all the cultivators. It's a rare the occasion like that. To have this type of affinity what they call yin yang. It's not by chance. Qian shi you yin. Otherwise, it cannot be like that one. So what you do now, you can see on, like Xian Hua say, Yao shi, Qian shi yin, Jing shi, Zuo zuo shi. Mean you look at what is your life now. Then you will know what your past is. Otherwise, you cannot be what you are. Yeah, you are born or karma, edu or karma. Then if you want to know your future, what you do now will reflect your future. What you do now will reflect your future. So in the future, when you come, you will go through all those, but you may not know how come all this is possible. It's like, you got such thing, man. So lucky, so like amazing, 能够遇到这样的修行子, it's not what you think, man. 前世已经 already planted, man. Understand? To become Sakyamuni's close disciple, to be his wife, all got his yin and fa, man. Not by chance, man. Then you and your sister also got your affinity one. Means you all also got the blood relationship and affinity. That's why you support each other and you need that connection to bring forth that thing on.
So many temples, so many teachers. Then I saw her coming to the retreat. She brings so hard. She brings so hard. I think, why you bring so hard? It's a beautiful normal breathing. I'm doing long breathing.
Because he's forcing it, ma. They didn't explain to her, ma.
And that's how I was thinking. I said, you do the right way, follow the right way. Then from there, she switched over.
But you cannot blame her, la, because she from Singapore, suddenly the tradition so different. Then, like she say, she the first 2 years come over, she blur, hong cha cha.
She asked a lot of funny questions.
Yeah, la. Then after that, when she wants to become serious already, then only the MCO come. He determined want to attend the retreat already. That cannot. I told her it's a blessing in disguise. I share the Heart Sutta over 8 months. Otherwise, he cannot catch up. Well, he don't have the basic. After I share over 8 months only, he start to understand what I teach. That one, the five aggregate, everything there, the Heart Sutta, everything there. Yeah lah. Not only don't mix class, her faith very strong that time, a lot of joy. And she just follow instruction and do. Then the reporting, the sharing, oh, that was very beautiful at that time.
Yeah.
The first one
that hit everything.
Not only that, 他不认识我, understand? From Singapore. You so new.
She doesn't go to so many teachers, one teacher.
No, that's why I say she clean slate. It's not to say didn't go, she go, but she didn't really learn the conditioning like you all. Alicia also clean slate. But like you, Song, they all, a lot of mumbo jumbo all inside. You all somehow go in for so long, no? Retreat in and out, the repeating all those meditations. But that is what your destiny is, lah. Then you have the affinity when the time comes. You help your sister help you back, no? Yeah, when your sister come to understand and realize that thing, then you can see all you are doing on this thought base and all things. That's why she sometimes share with me. But you. He find it very hard to change you, to let you understand. I say, don't worry, yeah? Your sister help you, link you to connect, then now is the time for you to help her back. So these are the causes and conditions that will unfold. So meant to be. But,
我有 attend 过一个 retreat, so called retreat 在 SGBA. 去 after 我从 India 回来. So 那时候 you know just came back from India.
对对对.
就比较 OK 啦, like 就去咯. Then after 一个 session 之后，我回去我的房间要睡觉，就是 他们 provide 一个 place.
Yeah, yeah.
哇，我的头啊！ cannot sleep or
do
it's not the normal
practice
do here after you meditate
you
fresh and relaxed and
comfortable.
Wow, this
is so
good.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm supposed to stay there 3 days.
Yeah.
So I said, cannot, you better come.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Middle of the night, I run away.
Yeah. No, because their type of thought based on attract a lot of non-human one. No, a lot of non-human one. The energy very eerie one.
I don't know how to
explain
that the only time I know this is not the right thing I do. So I run away, straight away, pun ye
After that, 你很轻, then you recuperate one, you feel very good one. Then the whole environment is full of tranquil stillness energy. That's why 我们都不一样, awareness based on 不一样. 他们那种 attract a lot of non-human. A lot of this non-human, 他来, 他要 disturb 你. Then you have that greed one. You will be drawn to them one, because they also feed on your energy, you also feed on their energy. So, 搞来搞去. That's why it depends on understanding. You don't have the understanding, you have got greed, 就完蛋了. You got greed, they can actually condition you to go and do that type of practice. Anyway, that is the way of thought based, psychic and all those things. Then 他们有些是那种 mara up there 要弄你, they call it that the I think the last two or the devarima mara something like the word mara is there or mara don't know what I cannot remember that one is like they are mara actually. That actually test the cultivator, saying then ching the yo. So you do that later on when the devas or the maraha when they fall they also kena back. When they become human, they want to cultivate, they kena back. Yeah, you do this to people. That's why avoid energy field is because of that thought base. But a lot of people are drawn into it because that one got like. A lot of attraction, like it can make you very powerful, very special. So a lot of people are interested. That's why psychic actually draw a lot of people. It's just like 87 when I was listening to Master Xuan Hua sharing at 这个 Old Klang Road one of the Mayana temple. Somebody asked him about a master that was very famous but it seems a lot of the people who know that one is doing psychic and all those things. So I think the name you all also heard of one, Lu Sun Yan. You heard of
Lu Sun Yan.
Lu Sun Yan. So they asked him, I said, they asked Xuan Hua, Master, I heard. He said he's not teaching the right thing, but how come he got so many disciples? He said, he invited Master Lee Sun, no. People offer him a lot of luxurious things. And their group very wealthy, a lot of money. So the way Xuan Hua replied was very good. He said, different people got different affinity You got affinity that type of teacher, that type of dhamma. Then it's your affinity Then he gave example. He said, in our society, everybody know drug is bad one. Right? Because you are drawn to it, you addicted to it. Addicted to his psychic. He said he can help you improve your business or what. Nobody know. But if that is what you want, you end up there. So he said everybody know drug is no good. But why so many drug addicts? So 同一个道理 So I realized, I said, hey, that was a very good analogy. So it doesn't mean that popular means, you got Liu Tou lah. But most of the people who became really good and famous one, not necessarily they got a lot of followers. Well, most of these people who has the Dhamma and others, they don't really want followers. Yu Yan, then he share with you and teach you. Mei Yan, never mind, nothing. Of course, there are also some different ones. They have a mission on, like the four great tradition, singing, Fasi, the late one. Then 这个 Zhen Yan Fasi, then Shen Yan, then 还有一个 Fa Gu San 的那个 Zhen Yan Fasi. 诶, Shen Yan, 那个 Shen Yan Fasi. So a lot of this, they come, they able to do a lot of wholesome thing, then they set up all this, then they got a lot of followers. It's because this is their vow, this is what they want to do, so they want to like expand on it, so that that tradition serve its purpose in society in this era. Like I explained to you all before, Shen Yan Fasi is Bao Chang for meditation. He specialized in meditation, his forte. Then the other one, Shi Qi, is compassion in action. Then the other one, singing, is more towards the academic one, towards the what they call Buddhist education one. Then there's another one is还有一个是谁啊？是不是那个中台禅师的菩萨道的？菩萨道的，所以这四个 they are very unique, very special. So when they come that way, they will have supporter and follower, then they will build a lot of 道场 on. So these are the one with the vow one, who want to do this work one. Then for my nature, I just want to share this understanding, so that the website everything, this one is for serious cultivator. Well, for my nature, I need sincere people who has the faith affinity and understanding one to go this way. So even if one or two succeed, it's really good enough. Well, from there it will expand on. So this website will actually help out a lot more.
There's one girl, I don't know, I've forgotten who already, she came to me. I think your sister sharing very good, when your sister come back, let me know, I want to meet her in person.
Yeah.
I've also forgotten who is the person. Suddenly somebody came to me and asked me this, Then I said, I've also forgotten who. She came back to her, I've also forgotten who is the person who told me.
You say inspire her a lot.
That's why
if you already have the cultivation and the understanding, the way you share different, people will know one, you are different. Hai yo samo yao as.
Sense of
银舍是什么意思？
就是要舍掉，不要一直 hold on to 那个
道。It's just to like your nature trying to like prompt you that you have to develop the understanding to share it out. Understand or not? Because this Dhamma, the understanding, finally you need to share it out. Whatever wisdom that you develop, you need to share it out. But you also have to wait for causes and conditions. In the early days, after 1989, when I went through that transformation, then when my mundane mind collapsed 9 months later, I also knew my nature has that understanding. But people are not ready. So not ready means not ready. That's why 89 until 2004, I didn't do anything. 15 years. Until Yuan Chan came. It's like that one. You look at Liu Zhu Hui Neng, it's the same. Also, he was with the hunter for almost 14 or 15 years. You have to wait for causes and conditions.
不是他就是觉得因为要学的东西很多，对，对，对，对。It's really unending,
understand. 他 not ready 嘛，所以不需要讲太多了。比如 after that no point 嘛，you will go through all this and understand one. That's why in the early years I remember off and on in between that 15 years 久久有一个会来，这样没有那个 affinity， 在那里 excited for a while， after that it just left， 因为他们不能够了解 what this nature is all about, what is he trying to share. They cannot. They got some for affinity to meet up, but 修不到，收不到。We are not ready. Then my understanding was too early, ahead of time by a lot. 就好像六祖慧能，他太早出来也没有用，因为的因缘法还没有 like flourish 嘛， it's not the time yet 嘛， so at that time he has to be with the hunters and he has to go through that type of period or maybe understanding of what life is lah during the staying with the hunters. Yeah, he was hunted by a lot of people who is envy of his status, 那个衣钵 they want to take from him, so they hunted him down for many years. But 我没有这样的 comic, 所以没有人来 hunt 我。So for me, I have a good 15 years of a good life. During that time, I still remember after 89, I came out to a private sector to test myself. Then I get to live life. I try the private sector life. All along, very comfortable with the statutory body, government, and initially short sting with the contractor. Then after that, I want to go around my career path. So 我就 decide to 出来 private sector test. So private sector, I joined the consultant first. After the consultant, I joined the corporate listed company, which I haven't. Then after that, I retire. 2001 retire. Yuan Chan 2004才找到我。
其实我想问哈，为什么有时候我会感觉很多的 Dharma 要 flow 出来？
呀。
但是我又
不用紧的 ，because during your cultivation is like that one. suddenly you will reach a stage like everything is Dharma one, so much understanding one, and it's so beautiful. That's why you continue to contemplate, continue to reflect, it won't be wasted. Because later on I realize the more I contemplate, the more I reflect, the more stable the understanding is. Then when I came out to share, I can use all these examples to share one. That's why all the thing that I share with you all, even the unique code or what, is from my contemplation during the 15 years before I come out. I reflected, I contemplated. Because that time nobody understand ahead of time. Zayangxi share, Zayangxi teach. Nobody understand. But then I realized, not wasted one. 他时间到了，他自己会现出来的。 Then luckily got the Miss Lee there one, the Heart Sutta class. That one is supposed to preserve my teaching one. If it's not transcript out, if Miss Lee had not prepared the short note for me to expand on, the book cannot come out. The book cannot come out. It's meant to be one. Meant to be. Meant to be. But after that, I realized I don't have to teach like before already. You know, I used to tell you all, everything that you need to understand about the sainthood way, it's all there already. Very complete, I say. Except Pusa Tao de Valeo. Pusa Tao is Lancet Napa. Then the cut also Chulai. So everything fall into place. So after I did the Pusa Tao, I fulfilled what I promised to Miller for. Then the website also meant to be on the sister, and he started it. Then Sui An get the brother Lau to come in. Then all自己来的, the Buddha Rupang also 自己来, everything 自己来, 我什么都没有做, then the Kayamita 也是全部自己来的. That's why you look at how 那个 Dharma unfold and develop, you also will learn a lot of things, you will be very amazed. All these people I don't know, and 没有理由会遇到, 会来跟你学佛, 会有这么多 Dharma session, then finally you help a spiritual trip. Actually, the last, for most of them, is after Subang Jaya. Subang Jaya is 2008 onward. 2008 onward, 大概是15年. But from 2004, 19年. Next year, 就20年.
And
yeah, very good. Even the Liu Zhu Hui Neng one was very good. The spiritual tree, the Fan Jing San one also was very good.
Fan Jing San is the one I clear all my things.
Yeah. So, in fact, a lot of our spiritual tree, our Puto San one also very good.
Puto San, yeah. Actually, 当初不是就讲你一定要去普陀山,
yeah.
为什么？
因为 a lot of Kayamita 跟观世音有缘,
很有缘。
本来就以前我们很多 trip 很 wonderful.
Yeah, very wonderful. Even 你的峨眉山的也是一样, 哇，很 那个很什么 special.
峨眉山好玩，因为我去九寨沟,
yeah, 九寨沟,
so.
Yeah, a lot of things happened during the trip. Manjuan 也不错.
I last time when I first joined Brother Tew, when I hear your Dharma, I don't know because I was so engrossed with work. I did say to myself, how can I apply that? Impossible to apply.
At that time.
But during the MCO, lucky also because I'm not so tired.
Then I started to apply, and I find it applicable. Then a lot of your colleagues all become different.
Even the not only my colleague, the whole field.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Your family also, yeah.
No, I mean a family, yes. The bank.
The bank also different. The people relationship with you, yeah. That's why when you apply the Dharma to live life,
Yeah,
you
the
yeah. No, because they can feel you one. And they know you are different. That is the most amazing thing about Dharma. Sometimes it's for you to learn on. In the early day also, I say, I want to find out whether all this is based on 人家迷信还是什么. Because you see a number, someone put, like 不喜欢, because they think it's bad luck or something. Then that time I think my daughter just born, 1980. I want to test. So 我是了解了的, that time 我有那个 Dharma understanding, but I have not really gone through the cessation in 1989. But 1980, I already knew what the thing is. So I don't believe in all these things. Then, when I say I want to test, so happened, my wife bed, 13. Oh. 13, I said, never mind. 13, 13. Then after that, the birth cert of my daughter, say, say, msang. Oh. Oh, I laugh. But nothing happened. So everything was very smooth sailing. She only paid $9 for my daughter's birth, be a government servant, stay one night. That's why 很多东西, 很奇怪. Then later on, I remember I want to test certain things. Hey, really? Or no? 好像 at least 也这样, touch strike door. I just want to find out. 有这样的事哦, but 不可以用的, 因为你知道那个, 是 against nature's law. But I want to find out, that's why 他让我知道嘛, 他 会 really let you strike.
其实我听你刚才讲的是其实是当你的法怎样对对对是咯不一样的去understand那个法的违法对那个很重要 I think before 我们学习
那个 nature's movement is a very natural what they call 它是很奥妙的一种 movement 来的 so 佛法自然的意思就是 is a very natural way of manifesting one, so you don't resist, you don't have any negativity then you realize everything go your way one. Always remember whenever something goes wrong or not according to the normal principle that living being wanted means you sense there is problem already okay first thing first don't get angry don't become unhappy, don't go and do all the stupid thing, like think negatively and blame people say negative thing how can they do this, why these people so unreasonable, forget about it. The moment you come out with all this type of negativity, the Dharma is such, it will have its repercussion, it will hit back on, and you become kena kau kau, everything you go, you try to handle, all cannot jadi, well, your heart is already busong, 没有那个法, 你有了那个法的时候, you will just look at it, and you will just smile. Thing is just the way it is, accept first. Accept means what? At peace. At peace means no more agitation, no more unhappiness, no more reaction of mind and all those things. So I used to share this same thing to my son also. I say, don't get angry, don't become unhappy. Develop the understanding, understand it, then resolve it amicably. Finish. So when you resolve it amicably following the Dharma way, is to apply the Noble Eightfold Path, right view to accept the reality. Then from there, right speech, right action, followed by right thought. Develop the wholesomeness of thought. Then the appropriate way to deliver the speech, the communication channel. Then say things that are favorable, that can bring about good result. Not to hurt people, be sarcastic, be negative, avoid all those things. Then 他自己, fall into place. Then it become very easily to settle. Then everybody friendly to you. One thing advantage for us is as we age, they actually like to help you. Uncle, okay ka? Ada lagi apa dah? I say tak ada. I say terima kasih banyak. I say ya terima. You give them joy, You make them feel happy. Because most of the time they face with customer, they got problem, Then seldom do they have a customer that actually say kind words to them and respect them and say good words that make them got joy, terima kasih. Then a lot of situation you have to look at. Sometimes the staff there moody is not because of you, it's because they have their own problem. Either family problem or that they mtay lo kena screw by the boss or what, or their colleague. So you have to understand them. So when you approach them, you must look at them. Then sometimes you see they are okay, nothing say apa kabar. Cik boleh tolong tak? Then they will be very happy. Uncle, ada apa ka? Then after that you request it. Ada sikit masalah. Then you explain. Tak apa. I bantu you. Straight away, take the thing and he handle for you. He get you the number. You tunggu sana. Itu counter, villa number kau. They will rujuk to you. The way you approach, that's why I say to Han, is your approach is very important. If your approach is with negativity, no Dharma, you sure one yin. You sure one yin. It's 你的心态, 你的为人, the way you approach a situation, your character, your personality, all this one is very important. This is what Noble Eightfold Path is all about. If you don't have proper understanding of the situation, you are not sensitive, you don't have gentleness, you don't have the pleasantness of speech and action and the way you do things, in this world, very difficult for you to actually get things through. If you want to get things through, you have to have good communication skill and what they call approach. Right approach. Sing Thai, your personality. That one is very important. Yeah, no problem. If you can give joy, you can give understanding, then people benefit or no, then you feel very good or no. So a lot of things like related one, affinity meant to be.
我一进去到，哇，怎么我整身是狗？是狗，是狗，我也不懂哦，又没有人敢问，又不敢出声。然后啊，我去跟每一次我去跟国元长老，他那边的
deva very strong, non-human.
你这样问我去有？No，the whole area。
很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人，很多人 pow, until the whole ELCB blow. And the nature there, 很奇怪哦, you, it's when I go and deliver that one, I think there was a transcript book on that. PG来摘我, 我记得. So before that, 哇, 要下大雨了, 是吧? 都要等我们上车, 哇, 一上车, 起荡那个雨, like, cannot stop already. 一到无兵之事, suddenly stop 到完, 然后我们进去, 一进去, 又在, 砰, 很大, full of joy. Then only I realized that topic where we supposed to deliver was a very important topic. Final, the final chapter. Final chapter, 他的 instruction. Oh, they all waiting for that teaching. 起包袱, 全部, 有这回事的。
哦，你记得你来我家吗？呀呀呀！我讲，从家奇怪的，他从他家出来这一段下雨哦。呀，其他没得叫，没有下雨啊，没有下雨。老师要来呀，不下雨的，真的是，呀呀，就差不多都来，都开不了。啊，不好意思，哈哈哈哈哈。所以，哇，所以很多
nature。 They call it natural phenomena, nature's phenomena. You cannot understand one. Because the cultivator's nature is different. When they come, they manifest. Even the non-humans up there, the deva, the dharma protector, their behavior very different. Very different. 以前, Achan Yantra, 去那个 Brickfield, 你真的不相信? I drove them. So it was at night, I remember, 8 o'clock, supposed to start. So 他很奇怪, 他到 Brickfield 的门, 他叫他徒弟他们全部下我的 van. Then he told me, do you come? We go. Ask me to 载他去 one round, 去 the other side. Then 他说, you wait for me. 他下来, I think 他 communicate with those being up there. Then after that, 他就, after 10 minutes or what, 他进来我的车. Okay, now we can go. 哇，就他们全部在上面等他。 You know what happened? He walked in, I parked the van inside, then pay respect to Chief Reverend. Then after that, together, want to enter the shrine hall. A lot of people, the whole temple full. At the moment, he stepped feet on the shrine hall, the lightning, the whole thing onto that shrine hall there, but 没有 strike 到 anything， 巨大声啊。Then 他 walk a few steps， 他一进去啊 ，the downpour， 嘿哟 ，the whole area like full of very heavy shower and rain。Then he pay respect. After that, he did some the usual chanting. After that, 停到完，然后出来。Then invite 他进来，弘法达摩 talk. Whole day weather very beautiful. A lot of people witness that event 1989. A lot of things. Then you can feel one up there. Wow, the joy, the Dharma protector, all the deva.几多在上面、and that lightning 就好像在无边寺我们听到的哇几大声、很大 so a lot of these things、then 以前 I remember wherever new places they invite me to give Dharma talk、那天一定下大雨的、when I started with the Kana there、the Vipassana Ayunjai invite me、在那边也很多次 every time when I want to deliver certain topic、especially the five agree or form in mind the first number two three turning、哇那个 thunder 那个 rain after finish、stop 到完、a lot of things happen at that time they know one up there、They got their own way of communication and all those things. It, 但好像我们人间 society 的人啊，哇，你有那个 notice in the temple 啊 ，which monk famous monk coming 啊 ，everybody read 啊 ，all come and wait already. Then they all 啊 ，before we go 啊 ，like our spiritual trip 啊 ，they already transfer the message over already. That's why when we go there, a lot of things happen there. In the spiritual trip in China, in Thailand, all thingsa lot of things.、Then somehow、they have their own joy up there, you know, and they really wait for you to.
2011, I was with you in a spiritual trip to Thailand, not East Thailand. We were not mistaken, but it's long for Ben. Before you came.
Yeah, lah, that day. No, not only that, he feel very funny. He knew. That's why he saw us, ma.He said, no wonder. Very later, he explained inside them.
He said, a special being coming.
Yeah, otherwise cannot be, the weather cannot be like that one, he said. 他就觉得奇怪了。How come? Then for the first time, he invite us, devotee all up there. Normally, it meant for monk one. To have the... Then he took photo with us. That was the most sia one.Very difficult to take photo with them one. He is the next in line to be very famous in Thailand. Long Po Ben. And he like our group. No, that night, middle of the night, because we all early morning go for Dana one.But he can sense that the nature that night become very still, very tranquil. Means something is happening, but he doesn't know what is it. Then when he saw us at the Pindapat, normally in Pindapat, not many people, but we all that bus, about 40 of us. So extra 40, then he asked, where are you all from? Then...We ask Mosi to translate from Malaysia or those things. Oh, then he start to later on share with us. Tell you, you're full of joy. You're full of joy. You're full of joy. That's why a lot of these things happen. A lot of people don't know. But for us, we can feel. You know. When I was there, I can feel the environment all very different. I say, this temple is a very good temple. I told Cindy, not only very calm, very still. I say, it's a very good temple. I say, the nature of it,different one, then a lot of non-human up there. That's why a lot of these places on our spiritual trip, when we go, they will know. Last time I told you Mahabhuwa, the driver already told us. I said, cannot meet one, he said. Your appointment also don't have, he said. Somehow you go there at 7 something to 8 p.m., he said.All the monk, rehat already, rest already.
I said, never mind, go. Then on the way, I read it, metta. Then I send all the pure wish. Then I just recite, you know, we are, I didn't use the word cultivator, we are Buddhist devotee lah, yeah, from Malaysia. And we really wants to pay respect to Ajahn Mahabodhwa, yeah, and visit him lah, and make offerings and all things. Lah. So if there is causes and conditions, please allow us to. So I read it. Then by the time we reach there, pitch dark, you know, the whole thing. Then the driver again exceeded. I told you already, he say. So the door all closed, lock up, nobody, pitch dark. Then you know what happened? Immediately after he said, I saw a light behind us. The four-wheel drive just came back to the monastery. You know. Then I say, wait. Then I saw a monk inside. You know. I straight away approach the monk and talk to the monk. The way I explain the monk can feel one. He know this one cultivator. Then he said, you got appointment or not? I say, don't have. But that very difficult, is it? He said, long time, don't simply see people. One, then I say, do us a favor. I say, we from Malaysia, we came all the way. So, just help. I said, can means can, cannot also never mind lah. We go lah. Then he said, okay lah, I will pass the message lah. But I don't think so, he said. I cannot do anything, he said, because it's beyond him. He said, depend on Long Ta Mahabodhwa. So he went in. Wow! Within 2-3 minutes, he came out like jump with joy. You know. He said, Long Ta Mahabodhwa say can, oh, he said, okay, come in. Oh. But they got two dogs in the temple. You know. There was one driver's friend, very greedy one. He want to talk us one because we are foreigner. He teach him, or he thought we don't know Thai, we know a bit of Thai. So he tell the fellow, he say, everything charge, he say, this one all Malaysian charge. You know. So he thought we don't know. Then you know what happened? We went in. The two dogs after this fellow stop him from coming in. Bark at him, chase him all around. He cannot come in. Until the driver also, whoa, disbelieve. No. The driver after that, he came out. He told me one. Say, Mr. Teo, your group, he said, very, very special. He said, yeah, I have been a driver for the last 20 years. I want to meet all these great monks. I can never even meet. I said, come close. You have personal invitation. Take photo with him. When I came back, I said, I took photo with him. Pearly, wave. Don't believe. He said, you show me the photo. Huh. That's why a lot of this. Yes. He can sense now. He know that day he must have from the devas or what or he can sense my pure wish or what, I don't know.
Maybe this they are mental state, it's a
byproduct. No. Like Long Po Ben, they can see condition also. They can sense something is like today, like auspicious. Otherwise, the weather cannot be like that one. Otherwise, thing cannot be like that one. That's why all this sign, my nature also can see one. I also know one. And I know they meant to be one. Some great beings around or their nature around. So you can know one. So, 他很奇怪, then he full of joy. He not only invite us in. Normally, you will go to the shrine there, you pay respect, you make offering. That night, he invited us to his kuti. What yamcha? The place he sleep, he meditate. He talked to us there, you're full of joy. He talked in Thai and through the interpretation. Then he bought two boxes of tape, his original one. He offered it to me. He said, go back and listen.
All in Thai. But I know this, what? 他跟我很 close 的时候，说很奇怪啊，他就 know one doctor, also Thai, lecturer 来的，懂 Thai 的。说那个时候啊，一个布拉库啊，他是龙婆田的，啊，不是龙婆田，阿赞帝龙婆田，那个 90 years old, also very famous monk, 他的 nephew 来的。所以有一个 trip 啊，他带我们去 meet 他 in person 哦。That time he very old, very sick, he don't meet people one, but because of him, we get to meet him. That's why all those devotees, these jokers from Malaysia, how come they got so special privilege to go in to see him at his residence, no, and his inner chamber and all things. They also cannot understand. Then I met the two Malaysian girls from Wisdom Society, also have retreat there. They all follow the Burmese one last time. And they were told by their master, to progress further, you have to go Thailand. He said they cannot teach her already. That's why they were there. Then I also met two more lay people. One of them is Mr. Wee. The wife is the UH nurse one. They're still very old couple. So they also have a lot of faith. So this doctor that teach in the university lecture, he tie very good. So we all also got Dharma session. At that time, we know this Prakhu, and I think our second last teacher, we used to attend class. So learn Thai from her, then ask her to explain and all things. So at that time, a lot of things meant to be one just happened. And towards the towards the end, the driver turned out. You know what he told us? He said, Mr. Teo, I dare not collect any van. You agree already, the charger. Agree already, 7 days, supposed to be $7. He said he don't want to collect. He said, all free. He said he had been 20 years, he said, never before. He said, he met with so many monks, so many famous monks, that. She really got a shock of his life. He invited us last day, I said, please, he said, stay at my house. So we all finally agree, we all can also save one night hotel bill in Bangkok. So we all stay at his house. Wow, he provide us with a lot of hospitality. He full of joy. He also whole day cannot sleep. He never had the opportunity to meet so many famous monks. And that trip, we met up with almost all. That's why a lot of these things, nobody can understand and believe what is going on. Just lay people from Malaysia like that. And all the affinity meant to be on, and all these are very famous man, along potate, how to go and meet him. That time he 90 years old already.
My sister also told me, wow, he so happy I met up with him. I seldom have the permission to meet up because I don't go every Tuesday class, but not me.
Yeah, actually.
She told me, very joyous, very happy occasion to go.
Do only
Wednesday, yeah. Keep on reminding me.
Yeah, awareness base. Yeah.
I only do this and nothing else. So they get to remind me, like, don't do any other thing.
Because the first hallmark of awakening is very important. The no thought stage is your awareness nature. That is to realize your true mind, your silent mind. Without that, you cannot progress.
We understand true mind.
Yeah, never one, never in their teaching. Vinyanang, Vinyanang.
Yeah, actually, many years back, actually, 我刚刚 join Veritio 的时候，那时候听很多 Veritio 的法很法喜的嘛，所以我就跟一个法鼓山的一个，我 actually 他是我的圣罗的，我就跟他讲，我跟他讲我的 cultivation， 我的，他讲哇，你很 lucky 哦，你一出来就遇到正法，正法，correct，correct。
正法，yeah. What is 正法, you know, yeah, the true Dharma. Yeah. Actually, this type of understanding and teaching very difficult to combine. Yeah. Yeah. That is totally like opposite of what the Buddhist community learn on, especially the Theravada tradition. And even the Mahayana, they don't understand Hui Ning's teaching one. No, not many, very few. Yes, you go to Mahayana, they also nian for on you. And they cannot explain to you why you nian for. They will say Pure Land very good. You must go into Jingtu and all those things. Then, of course, they very proud to share with you all the Wu Liang Yi Jing, Wu Liang Shou Jing, then Leng Yan Jing, Xing Jing. His Mahayana. The Jingtu, they break it out into Pure Land. So the Jingtu is under Amitabha. So Amitabha's teaching is basically also the called the Pure Land teaching, which is basically the Sakyamuni Buddha's essential Dhamma. Except the way they teach is different from the traditional Theravada structure. Theravada is the sainthood way. So their structure is to teach you the initial wisdom leading to the stability of it, then the third turning, final awakening, the penetration.
What I learned from you is very similar to Chikun Fasu's teaching.
Correct. That one is the later teaching. What I'm trying to explain to you is...
The core teaching is there.
No, not only that. The Theravada Sakyamuni's way is the wisdom way. Understand? No? Wisdom way, he teach you the three phases of Dhamma. Pariyati, Patipati, then Pativeda. So, the learning of the teaching, putting into practice, which is the meditative, then the awakening, living the life of an enlightened being, is the third phase. So, his teaching is follow this essential Dhamma approach. Because this one, wisdom way, is supposed to be easy for normal people to like grasp, then progress. But you will only go through the sainthood way, have a glimpse of enlightenment, then stabilizing that one to become anagami and arahanta. So this approach is developing initial wisdom, accumulating in the what they call yoniso manasikara, the contemplative wisdom. Then from there meditate to the third turning, to insight into phenomena, to realize cessation. So that one is wisdom way. That one will produce a lot of sainthood way. Then the Bodhisattva way, Sakyamuni didn't share. Whereas this Amitabha, he is through the fate one. So he through the fate one, not the wisdom way. His approach is different one. He teach you chanting first. Amitabha, Amitabha, Amitabha. You keep on chanting. Your spiritual faculty, the faith in the Buddha and his teaching will become very stable. Then, when that one becomes very stable, it will drive you to cultivate the virya. And everything you do, every word, every chant, is like the awareness and the chanting as one. Until no one is chanting. Then you develop not only faith, saddha, virya, you develop sati. The sati stabilize until samadhi. Then during your daily routine, or your chanting, lao fo, whatever, you will start to see the Dhamma. You will start to see things as they are. So their Dhamma is the approach is without the essential Dhamma one, but directly into life one. That's why their Wu Liang Shou Jing, they teach you these two very important ones. To understand and see clearly, Fan Nao Zhang, Suo Zhi Zhang, these two. The Suo Zhi Zhang is to see the memory. Acting according to memory is not acting at all. Just Suo Zhi. Everything you come to know is knowledge. So knowledge bind, like Sakyamuni Buddha also got teach. So Suo Zhi Zhang, everything you know bind and prevent you from understanding. But you're not supposed to know. You're supposed to be aware only. Then the knowing will arise through the direct seeing and the awakening. So it's the opposite. Whereas you go through the thought base, Suo Zhi Zhang, you learn a lot of Dhamma, like scholarly, like you say that monk or that nun, don't go and believe. Say your sister last night go through the scholarly way, forget about it. Because scholarly way of cultivation cannot meet my Dhamma one, cannot understand my Dhamma one. So not possible one. So what is important is your affinity with Triple Gem and who you have affinity with. So your sister have affinity with my nature before, otherwise you cannot meet me like that one. And this right in Singapore also have the affinity condition to take me out and. But this has been something she has done before in the past. Otherwise, she cannot have this type of affinity. So, Suo Zhi Zhang is already about the coming on. About acting according to memory. Then, Fan Nao Zhang. When you have fear, worry, anxiety, your mind becomes restless. You worry. Fan Nao Zhang. So, all these are karmic obstruction that will obstruct you from realizing your true mind, means your inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness nature. Because all this fun now, worry, fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation, these are mental hindrances. Understand? The five mental hindrances. So this one is like 五盖, 盖住你的自信. You cannot free on, you cannot see it. Then you cannot in the meditative state. That's why you cannot cultivate. So, to cultivate through the faith way is to develop the spiritual faculty to awaken. To develop the spiritual faculty is like our awareness based meditation is the same. Awareness based meditation means you must have the faith first, saddha, virya in the Buddha and his teaching. Then you develop awareness, which is sati, the third spiritual faculty. Then when sati stabilizes, it becomes samadhi. Then you can see things as they are. It is exactly the same. But this is wisdom way. Understand? Whereas that chanting one, until the awareness and the chanting become one, they stabilize that chanting awareness nature until it is one with everything, the oneness nature. Then everything that they come into the sense of experience while living life, while doing the lao fo la, chan chi la, the temple, the routine la, everything even zhu chai, like the day to day, the 生活的 activity, even answering nature, everything is Dharma one. No? Because you have mindfulness already. That's why they hold on to the Amitabha. So the spiritual faculty. So with that, they will awaken one. They will understand one. So their approach is through faith, develop the spiritual faculty, then the meditation is no more like what we do under the Mahayana or Theravada, where they teach you how to develop anapanasati with mindfulness on the in and out breath. So our awareness nature is hui neng wang, cut short all the thought base, no need to do, then straight away go to the nature. Then theirs, they don't teach you how to use that nature to meditate on. Theirs is they teach you how to develop this spiritual faculty to actually realize the truth while living life. While living life means 生活世间法. That's why you see what is 世间法? 烦恼障, 所知障. This is 世间法 吗? So when you see this, you awaken to it, you will not think. You will not act according to memory anymore. Then the 烦恼障 also same. When you are able to free all your fear, worry and anxiety, you know it's something that block you. These are all wrong thoughts that give rise to the mental hindrance. Then why you go and think? Understand? Why you go and arise that? So when you have spiritual faculty, all this cease. When all this cease, your sati and samadhi can reveal to you the direct seeing. Then you start to understand how you function as a human being. The 十二因缘法 all start to come out. Then you start to see how avijja paccaya sankara, sankara paccaya vijja, all this movement, 十二因缘法, all you start to see, you're supposed to awaken. So the teaching is the same, but the approach is from faith go in. The other one is essential dharma, cultivate slowly, same way. Then the other one is 慧能的, cut short all the thought base, straight away go into that. Like that night I draw the fourth circle back to the second circle, take you back to the awareness, third stage. The first thing that come out from your two mind, that is the one you must realize. Then from there all the creation start. So you don't come back to here, you cannot see all this one. So all the training is the same one, whether you understand or not. When you don't understand, like you got a lot of story, but she told me like that, you're teaching similar. We have all this knowledge, appear similar, but the whole understanding is different. Jing Kong Fa-si teach one is quite different, but he quote the Sutta, the Maya Sutta. So if they read at the word, he find a lot of similarity. Kong, emptiness. So a lot of things is not what it appear to be. What people say is not important.
Because
very strong inside there, very strong. So that one actually kai ni the nature. No? Then when zhege kai de shi hou, ni yi nian fo de shi hou, ta jiu actually evolve the causes and conditions for this to actually come out again. No? To develop the ability, that's why you can locate the gateway. Ma. So without all these conditions established from your past and now, you cannot go to the gateway so fast. Ni gen po cheng quite fast, actually. Whatever arises is part of the way. Don't go and reason. Don't go, 为什么还会这样? 为什么还会这样? All this is still from the top. So, whatever that arise, happen, is part of the way. If part of the way, I accept. Then I continue. I develop the understanding. And then later on, towards the later part, where you fully understand us well, when you locate that gateway the so on, all the questions become self-answered. 你自己会了解的。 原来是这样, then like Po Cheng they, they will realize everything I share one the stages before they come to that one exactly what unfold inside their meditation and understanding. They can understand what I say. It's because it's from that silent mind 出来的东西. And the faith is so, they are like so full of like they 好像不会好像 very curious mind 还是 it's like they are very 没有东西 disturb them one 没有 conditioning 没有这个 question 那个 question because clean slate 嘛 have faith listen attentively understand do understand do then everything fall into place 哦, so 没事 哦, 因为你们 exposed to 太多那些 cultivation 啊, then 你 everything 你要 reason 你要 understand 你要 to develop the clear understanding later on to share to teach so all this is still from that thought 回来的 哦, so that one is not the direct seeing awakening one 哦, 重要的是 whatever that arise is part of the way 就不会去想 不会去 reason 了 then you just 接受 the way is like that one. Cultivation is like that one. I only need to understand why like that why like that why like that and then that understanding that experience will keep on stabilizing stabilizing until when you know more of those doubt then 它又再 move again 它又再 move then when it move this time the gateway there is very different 他自己 melt inside 他自己找到的他自己你以前是 activate 了 then 让你 go through that one that's why 你 suddenly like break free that Dharma door to like a lot of the teaching you can understand then 现在你的 consciousness 也 become more refined then develop more understanding through constant listening to the Dharma around it. So 你能够了解 deeper and deeper but all these still depend on your consciousness awareness the nature the consciousness 这个 movement 跟那个 wisdom must go hand in hand 不可以一个太快一个太慢 otherwise your wisdom reach that level which is ahead of your awareness so this awareness has to catch up but when this awareness catch up this wisdom will move also so 你就是要去了解这个 then let it happen 咯. Then 它两个一起走了 then I realize the consciousness once you go through 这个一跑 before I met the last guide or the last teacher 我已经有那个 Dharma 了 我的 wisdom was ahead 咯, of my awareness then when he opened the gateway for me to detect he just activate it like actually 不是 open like activate it his hand was 2 inches away. The moment it activate I can detect it already then I already know how to relax aware then silent everything so I continue to relax then I realize all my energy yin yang melt inside there and become so soothing so soothing then it become pure energy then it starts to move inside it starts to activate inside everything turns on that's why after that 9 months later my mundane mind collapse the vibration become too fine the wisdom all become very fine then when it collapse my nature shine for like the supra mundane mind like that. That one is a pure awareness nature that one shine for that one is a new mind they call it the supra mundane mind but like no mind inside there one. Very fine one very smooth one like no resistance one like all the thinking movement are like they call it the arupa thought formless thought no image nothing one everything is like very fine inside there so 那个现出来的时候 you have to learn to use it to live life just like 慧能 一出世的时候就是 he was born without the mundane mind. That's why 他能够了解了。So that's why once that one come out, like the cloud all dispersed, but I told you all, for so many days I was so amazed. How come last time nothing has changed? Last time cannot see, now all the characteristics, all of life, truth is everywhere in the midst of life. Why can't you see? For those who see, they're everywhere is like that. Everything is like that. All phenomena. Whether physical, mental, or nature, they exhibit the same characteristic. Everything is there, one know. In a state of flux, exhibiting that characteristic. So, 没有那个 awareness nature inside that is so stable and so clear, you cannot see. That's why when you cannot see, you cannot really develop the higher wisdom and the awakening. That's why after that, I continue to be amazed, to understand. That's why after that, everything, the Mahayana book or whatever that come after 1989, I understand. The Sing Ching, everything I understand. Although I don't have chance to teach, but I understand. I hear truth, I understand. I hear truth, I understand. I no need explanation. That's why Shenhua, inside there, some of the English word wrong, I also know. But the Mandarin he speaks is very good, the Dhamma is very good. So all this is what cultivation is. 它是这样的哦，很奇怪的。很 amazing。很 amazing。所以这个你回去 hopefully is recorded。今天的应该很好。